A St. John-based author is shortly to release his third novel, the first one to be set in the city. Saints Rest by Luke Byrne is a neo-noir novella which features St. John as a central character. Byrne spoke with Local 107.3 FM about the setup of the new novella, the importance of the city to the work, and how the texture of a location can feed into a work of fiction. Byrne also spoke about a major event in his own life which threatened the completion of his new work.
My novel is Saints Rest. It's set in St. John, and it comes out in March. It's a gritty noir novel, and I thought that that was a perfect type of book to write set in St. John because the uptown area has a very gritty kind of urban feel with the brick buildings and the dark alleyways and streets. And, you know, it's just the atmosphere, especially, you know, when the fog comes in very thick and heavy, the streets fill with that fog, and it just is very, it feels kind of broody and atmospheric. And, you know, it's just a wonderful setting for a book, I thought. And St. John kind of serves as the main character of this novel. The main character is Frank Kane, a private investigator looking into a missing woman case. But the city is really the primary focus of the book. And the case is messy because the woman was reported missing about a year after the day her boyfriend was murdered. And the woman that reported her missing was the boyfriend's mother. She hires Frank to look into the case and thinks that the murder of her son and his girlfriend going missing a year later are connected, but the police aren't willing to look into it. First launch is the Right Cup Cafe on March 1st. I have two other launches set up, one at the public library and one at in Fredericton at the Gallery 78 organized by Westminster Books. A couple of years ago, I suffered a traumatic brain injury while boxing, and I was in a coma for 5 weeks. And I've written two other novels, but this one I wrote I had a very rough draft before the injury, but I wrote most of it and did all the editing primarily after the injury. And so it's the book I'm the proudest of all the books I've written. And to me, the book is about St. John as a city. The city, just the structure of the city, the buildings, the stonework, the bricks, it just felt so different from, it felt like a big city, you know, like a Montreal, Toronto, you know, but it's far smaller than those. But the history of it is just so deep and rich. And there was a while when I was working at the Kingston Peninsula Heritage Center and working in the archives, and I was doing research for that. And so I researched a lot of the history of New Brunswick and the St. John and Kingston areas. And it just is so rich and vibrant. And I just thought it was the perfect setting for a novel.
How have you found the city as a place for writers and readers? Have you found a community here that you found is supportive?
Well, me personally, I've really kind of stuck to myself. When I was trying to get back into writing, I went to a few different writing groups, and I was amazed to see just how many writing groups there are in St. John. And the Right Cup Cafe is being opened up by Partridge Island Publishing. And, you know, they do so much work on the St. John writing scene. And it just has such a vibrant and lively literary and writing community. And I think that that's amazing. And there's so many people I meet who say that they take part in different writing groups, and there's just, I can't even keep track of how many writing groups there are in St. John. It just seems that everybody wants to write, and there's people of all different ages. You know, some people are very young students, and then some people are writing their first book at like 50 years old, you know, and they're just trying to dip their toes in the water and integrate themselves into the community. It's amazing, you know, and I just think that that's very special. You can order the book from my own website. You can order it from the publisher's website as well. And it's also available through major bookstores, Indigo Chapters. You can get it almost anywhere. You can order it on Amazon. It's very available, and I would highly recommend it too. I think it's a great book. So,
a number of launch events are planned for March, with the first taking place at 6 p.m. on March the 1st at the Right Cup Bookstore Cafe in Market Square. Further events take place on March 22nd at St John Central Library and March 29th at Gallery 78 in Fredericton. More information about Saints Rest and all of Byrne's work can be found at lukefrancisbyrne.com. That's B-E-I-R-N-E. This is Iona Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.